Violet, Klaus and Sunny weren't sure if using the techniques of stalling and mob psychology was the right thing to do, but the Baudelaire orphans could not think of anything else, and whether or not it was the right thing to do, their plan did seem to be working.
"This is absolutely thrilling," exclaimed the reporter excitedly. "I can see the headline now. Freaks pushed into lion pit. Wait until the readers of the Daily Punctilio see that."
Sunny made the loudest growl she could and pointed one of her tiny fingers at Count Olaf.
"What Chabo is trying to convey in her half-wolf language," Klaus said, "is that Count Olaf ought to be the one to push us into the pit. After all, the lion show was his idea."
"That's true," the pimpled man said. "Let's see Olaf throw Beverly and Elliot into the pit."
Count Olaf scowled at the Baudelaires and then gave the crowd a smile that showed quite a few of his filthy teeth.
"I am deeply honoured to be asked," he said, bowing slightly, "but I'm afraid it would not be appropriate at this time."
"Why not?"
demanded the woman with dyed hair. Count Olaf paused for a moment and then made a short, high-pitched sound, as disguised as Sonny's growl.
"I'm allergic to cats," he explained. "You see, I'm sneezing already, and I'm not even on the blank."
"Your allergies didn't bother you when you were whipping the lions," Violet said.
"That's true," the hook-handed man said. "I didn't even know you had allergies, Olaf."
Count Olaf glared at his henchman.
"Ladies and gentlemen," he began,
but the crowd didn't want to hear another one of the villain's speeches.
"Push the freak in, Olaf,"
someone shouted, and everyone cheered. Count Olaf frowned, but grabbed Klaus's hand and led the two eldest Baudelaires onto the plank. But as the crowd roared around them and the lions roared beneath them, the Baudelaires could see that Count Olaf was no more eager to get any closer to the hungry lions than they were.
"Throwing people into pits isn't really my job,"
Count Olaf said nervously to the crowd. "I'm more of an actor."
"I have an idea," Esme said suddenly in a false, sweet voice. "Madam Lulu, why don't you walk down that plank and throw your freak to its death?"
"This is not really my job either, please,"
Madam Lulu protested, looking at the children nervously.
"I am fortune-teller, not freak-thrower."
"Don't be so modest, Madam Lulu,"
Count Olaf said with a nasty smile.
"Even though the lion show was my idea, you're the most important person here at the carnival. Take my place on the plank, so we can see someone get pushed to their death."
"What a nice offer," the reporter cried. "You're a very generous person, Count Olaf."
"Let's see Madam Lulu throw Beverly and Elliot into the pit,"
cried the pimple man, and everyone cheered again. As mob psychology began to take hold, the crowd seemed to be as flexible as it was excited, and they gave the fortune-teller an enormous round of applause as she nervously took Count Olaf's place on the plank. The piece of wood teetered for a moment from the weight of so many people standing on it, and the older Baudelaires had to struggle to keep their balance. The crowd gasped in excitement, and then groaned as the two disguised children managed not to fall.
"This is so exciting," squealed the reporter. "Maybe Lulu will fall in too."
"Yes," Esme snarled. "Maybe she will."
"I don't care who falls in,"
announced the pimpled man. Frustrated by the delay in violence and sloppy eating, he tossed his cold beverage into the pit and splashed several lions, who roared in annoyance.
"To me, a woman in a turban is just as freaky as a two-headed person. I'm not prejudiced."
"Me neither,"
agreed someone who was wearing a hat with the words Caligari Carnival printed on it.
"I'm just eager for this show to finally get started. I hope Madam Lulu is brave enough to push that freak in."
"It doesn't matter if she's brave enough," the bald man replied with a chuckle. "Everyone will do what they're expected to do. What other choice do they have?"